Thanks on the Hilchot Perek. Just do a quick review from the Mishnah. The Elu Mutarim. Following are Mutar, Chulin, Shochal, Achadah. Obviously, that's Mutar. Kibsar Chazir, which is Osir Bachila, Kiavadat Kochavim, which is Osir Bahana'a, Kiorot Levovim, which is even more Chomer because it has no beetle, Kinevelot, Trefot, Shkatzim, Remasim, Kichalat Aaron, all of these things also have Truma. Which I would have thought is something that is nidav because it's created by the mouth. Nonetheless, this is an order of chiddush. Nonetheless, it's all mutter. And we're going to see in the Gemara that we learn out from a posik that you cannot be matfis and neder in something which is a given isser. It has to be nitfas in something which you have made usser with a neder. And even though challah and truma is dependent in your mouth to create, but the Isurim that now devolve upon that are Isurim that are a result of a state that you are creating, but did not, were in no way implied in what you were saying. When you're saying it's Truma, you're not saying it's Osir. You're just saying it's Truma, therefore it's not something that's another. Ha'omer li'ishto, however, we now have a special case, someone who says to his wife, Hareyat alayki ima, then there, so he's trying to Osir her body on him as if she were his mother. Petach. There, we'll see it means if he's an Am Aretz, we need to have a Petach because people are always getting into fights with their wives and therefore we need to avoid these common situations where people swear at their wives in the second sense of swearing. First sense, okay, what can you do? And also...
In cases of the word common also. It's a common event.
Yes, you're right. So, potrin lo petach, and furthermore, that petach has to be mimakom acher. It has to be not from within the actual words, namely, the fact that you said like your mother is not very respectful towards your mother. We're not, as we'll see later on, we are never potach bechvod aviv bechvod imo. And the reason that we force him to get a heter is not because it's really osur midioraita, but because the rabbanon wanted to make sure shelo yakel rosho lakach. Says the Gemara, time of the Omar Chulin Sha'ochalacha. There's no meaning to that opening statement unless the meaning is that we're supposed to learn from by the implications. In other words, the only reason that I'm telling you that it's mutter is because you've said Chulin Sha'ochalach. But if you said La Chulin Sha'ochalach, then indeed it would have meant it should not be Chulin but a Korban. And therefore, bichla lava tashumayin, it would have been nothing. Otherwise, I mean, it's an absurd statement. You're saying, what I eat should not be usher. Obviously. So if it's Rebbe Meir, it doesn't work out because he doesn't even hold on that thing. Ella, what are you going to tell me? It's Rebbe Yehuda that it's just repeating exactly the situation we had in the closing of the previous parak. Okay, true, but I did it. So it says also chulin along with it. No. It's a chiddush. Okay, meaning it doesn't require anything. No heter, no sheila. If you say kibsar chazir kavadat chochavim, etc., so well, what are you telling me, Ravina? They lotan achul and what? Avamina boy sheila. I would have thought, well, it may not be awesome in your right, but at least you need to deal with it. Not true, because isn't that the whole point of splitting the mission into two parts? After saying that it's mutter in the first part, you now say haomer liishto, obviously to distinguish that case from the other cases, right? So mi ikel asuki al daita. Who would have thought such a thing? Isn't that clear? Michlal the ratio lo boy sheila. Let's go back. It makes much more sense to say that Chulin was just brought along, Memela with the other things that don't ask. Now, Minahani Mila asks the Gemara today, where do we know that a person must be matvis a neder in something that is nadur and not in something that is asur? Says the Gemara, it's from the words, Ish ki yidar neder la Hashem. Yidar neder means ach yidar bedavar hanadur. What is the diyuk? Obviously, it's from that extra word, nidor neder. But the Ran is bothered by, why not say, that this is coming to be mar behatvasa? In other words, ishki yidor. Means, and he says, beferish, this thing is also to me like a neder. Yidor neder means that he says, this thing is also to me like a neder that I made, or like a carbon, right? And that would be hatvasa. So maybe the chiddush is hatvasa. Not to tell me what type of hatvasa, but rather the fact of hatvasa. Says the Ran, hatvasa doesn't need a pasuk. Obviously, that's what you're saying. I mean, if we know Yadot, we certainly know Hatvasa. You're telling me that there's a halacha of saying this thing is Asur Alai. So if you're telling me, and this thing is Asur Alai, like the netter I made there, that's worse? Why would it be worse? So therefore, the only reason for the Torah to have to repeat it is to tell me, oh, by the way, but that's only if you created the original Isser. But if you didn't create the original Isser, then not. So in other words, it's coming to tell me, Bedafka, that a Dover Asur is Mutar, and only a Dover Anadur is Asur. Okay, so in other words, it's being Mamayat. It's not being Marva, Beikar Hadin. It's not being Marva Hatvasa. It's coming to be Mamayat Hatvasa Bedvar Asur. Says the Gemara, but wait, I mean, if that's the case, so then why not look at the continuation of the pasuk? Because Ish Gidor Neder Lashem, O Yishavashvu A Le'esor Isar. What's Le'esor Isar mean? How do you read those words? Why don't we learn out from Le'esor Isar is Yahya Filu Bedavar HaAsur? Is that what Le'esor Isar means? So not only Nindor Neder, but also Le'esor Isar. In other words, so if I say this ought to be like Chazer to me, it should be Asur because of Le'esor Isar. So why not? Dog Siv, doesn't it say Le'esor Isar? No. Le'esor Isar mi boile. I need Le'esor Isar to tell me another Chiddush. We had that Chiddush in the previous parak. Ezehu Isur Hamur Betorah. That's what it was referring to. It was referring to the pasuk of Le'esor Isar. So we're saying, what did the Torah mean by saying Le'esor Isar? It meant to say, and then we went into the case, somebody says, this should be also to me, Ki Yom Shemet Bo Aviv. Right? Shelo Eshte Yayin. Shelo Ochal Basar. Ki Yom Shemet Gedalia Ben Achikam. That's what the Brayta said before. That is learned from the words Le'esor Isar. So I understand. So what's the Chiddush in that? There's nothing special in that. No, there is a Chiddush in that. Because let's say that you're talking about the Ikar Din of Hatvasa. The Ikar Din of Hatvasa, I would say, is a Dover HaNadur, meaning that the word means Asur. If you say Korban, then that word Korban is a Neder, so to speak. It comes from a Neder. It's a Neder that's Chal on the whole world. A guy who particularly made in his own life a Neder, I mean, so that was something that was very private. It was personal. I mean, the fact that you refer back to something that you once did, so what does that have to do with Hatvasa? What are you going to say? It's Usher like Usher. What do you mean? The day your father died is Usher. What makes that day Usher? Well, I made a Neder. So make another Neder. But what are you telling me? You're making a Neder now like that Neder. Either make the Neder or don't make the Neder. So I would have thought that if it's something that is personal, what does that have to do with being Matvis? Kamashmalan, that you can be Matvis to an old type of Neder that you had once made, even though it was entirely personal. So that would be the Chiddush in that case. Okay, remember that when we learned that case, I mentioned to you, what's the Chiddush? And I said that the Gemara in Shavuos says the Chiddush is Kiyom Shemet Bo Gedalia. That over there, since anyway, it was Usher. But now it turns out, what do you mean, what's the Chiddush? We say we need a Pasuk for it. I mean, you can't tell me what's the Chiddush. You say only Yom Shemet Bo Gedalia, because that's the day anyway that would be Usher and so on. I mean, so then you can't ask what's the Chiddush. And it seems to be a contradiction between this sugya and that sugya. This sugya is saying we need a Pasuk for it. You can't possibly say that over there it's not even a Chiddush, right? How could that be? The Ran says the point over there is because he said Kayom. Mashma, that you could be Matvis in days that would have been Usser anyway, not Usser, but practically Usser. In the sense that basically a day that a guy's father dies, he's not going to sit around making a Suda eating meat and wine. Forget about whether it's Usser or whether he made a Neder that it's Usser. I mean, so then the Parshat is talking about the day, a day like that. I'm going to sit around, you know, obviously I was making funeral arrangements, I didn't even eat that day. So he's saying I should have that din. Like, but he also made a Neder. It happened to me that he also made a Neder. So I would have thought if he's talking about the day. I mean, he's not talking about the thing that he made, the Neder specifically that he made on the day. He's talking about his anhag of the day, which would have been a given in any event. That's what we thought was the additional point of Ezehu Yisr. Why are we talking about Dafka, that kind of Neder? We could have talked about any kind of personal Neder that he made. Since we talked about the Yom, this means there must be an additional Chiddush. And that additional Chiddush is that even though it would have been something that would have been true with or without a Neder, because of the fact that he has a Neder, we're considered to be Matvis B'Neder. It was on that diet that the Gemara was asking Pshita. Why would you think it makes an Afkamina? And the bottom line is, he did make a Neder. So it's an Afkamina if he said Kiyom and the day was Usher because of a Neder, it would have been Usher anyway. Usher, not Usher. I mean, it's not a Halacha. It just would have been that way because, practically speaking, it would have been that way. That's the only question the Gemara was asking Pshita. Okay. So in any event, it now turns out that we do have a little bit of a Chiddush over here, and that is the Ezehu Isur. So in other words, we now see that it's coming to talk about Dovar, that is a Nodr. So therefore, we now understand that Dovar or Nodr you can be Matvis in, and a Dovar Asur you can't be Matvis in. and that it's a meaningless statement. Okay, from the two together now are telling us something very clear. One being mamayit, or is it both talking about a case where you're matfis? One being mamayit davar asur, the other one telling you that hatfasa is in any neder. Continues the Gemara. Ha'omer li ishto hareyata like ima. Now, the problem is that a braita says, v'amino hareyata like kipsar ima, kipsar achoti, or lo, chloi, haker nama klub. Somebody says to his wife, you are like my mother, like my sister, like Orla, whatever. It's a meaningless statement. So here we say, what do you mean? The mission, very romantic. He could have said, like, bitnech karimat chitim. It would have been, Orla, kaloy akar. In any event, you see, this is romantic in a certain circumstances.
Yeah.
You know,
it's all relative.
Exactly. So in any event, The Mishnah here is saying clearly not like that. The Mishnah is saying you need she'ela. You're saying it's a meaningless statement and it's mutter. But how could that be? It says Abaye, here the Braita was talking about midiraita, loma klum midiraita. But we know that the Mishnah is telling us that the Rabbanim were choshesh, that people always get into fight with their wives. They want to make sure that Nadarim don't become the futsim under those circumstances. So they made it a halacha that you need she'ela. So it's a she'ela min Rabbanim. Rav Amar Rav said, that doesn't make sense. I mean, you don't say areza mutar if you need she'ela. It's a mutar midiraita. Tell me the halacha that you need she'ela. Therefore, says Rav, talking about two different cases. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you do need she'ela. The Braita is talking about a case where you don't need she'ela. So the So if somebody who knows the halacha about Iser makes such a neder, so he's taking all this into consideration, scaring his wife. You're like my mother. I ain't going to get near you. Now, of course, it doesn't mean anything. He knows it doesn't mean anything. And he will not confuse a case like this of Heter with being matfis to Dover another. And Amaris doesn't know the difference. If he comes and asks his rabbi, he says, what do I do now? And his rabbi says, it's no problem. I think it's no problem because, you know, what you say to your wife doesn't matter. So no matter what you would say wouldn't matter, which is not true. So therefore, we make this takon over here that a Talmud Chochem should need to go to a rabbi and get shalom. We pretend it's really chomer neder and so on. Vatanya, and indeed we see this distinction elsewhere. Where is this distinction elsewhere? Noder bat Torah. Somebody is noder by the Torah. Lo amar klum. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, no, but you still need she'ela l'chacham. And Reb Nachman says that, but if you're a Talmud Chacham, you understand that that's a meaningless statement. What do you mean? What's that supposed to mean, by the Torah? So Talmud Chacham, you know, tzarich she'ela. Somebody makes something like the Torah, it's great. So a Talmud Chacham doesn't require she'ela. And Amoritz requires she'ela. Now you'll say, but I thought you said a minute ago that this was specially a halacha by a man's wife. So why now are we answering someone who is being matfis in davar asur? I thought you said that's a special case. Normally it would be mutter completely, and that was the original cases in the Mishnah. Matfis in davar asur was with avodah zarah and aretz levuvin and so on and so forth. We didn't say you need she'ela. So now all of a sudden we're saying, yeah, but if you say by a Torah, you do need she'ela. Why? Why? I'll tell you why. Because, as we're about to see, there are times where you could have said that language and it would have been a real neder. Where is that? Tanya. Hanoder batorah, lo amar klum. If you say, by the Bible doesn't mean anything. But if you say, b'mashe katuv ba, if you're saying, with what is written in the Torah, then dvarav kayamim, because you would be referring to the shemot that are written, this. We'll talk in a moment. I just want to finish the statement before. We'll see whether we're talking about being nishba, you could be nishba with a shame, or whether we're talking about a neder. So what does a neder have to do with a shame? A shame doesn't make a neder. A shame makes a shvua. Aha! The Ravid has a brilliant approach to this. We'll see from the Yerushalmi that since the Kedushat HaShem requires a human kavana to make this a shame, so it's as if you're making a neder and a dover hanadur because you created that iser. And it brings a riot from the Yerushalmi. It's a fascinating thing. But in any event, we see from here, I'll do the bright over again in a minute, we see from here that there are cases, depending on the precise phrasing of your statement, you said ba, so then that's different. Mashikatuba, it's different. If you said ba, then it's mutter. If you said mashikatuba, it's also. Now, Namar, it's going to understand that? Of which it's mutter. If you try to tell this to Namar, it's obviously it's going to be difficult to explain to him what's the difference. Sounds the same. You know, Mashkatuv Barabbah.
Swear on the
Bible. Yeah, what's the difference? Exactly. So therefore, since this is another unique case,
there
it's in, normally we would say, we're not going to make a takana that anybody who uses a dover on Asura to make a neder will require She'ela. Because if we tell the guy, look, you said it's like, you can't make something like Chazer. God is the one who said Chazer is Asur. I mean, he didn't say this bar of soap is Asur, so therefore what you're talking about, you're just talking nonsense. Then he understands. But to start, say, if we say by the Torah, that's okay, no problem. So he's going to understand that that means that by the other inyanim in the Torah, by the karbanos that are written in the Torah, when it says Lashem, so that's a davar anador. Is that what he's referring to? See, that he doesn't know. Therefore, we make a takon as another unique case. It was the fact that we had that case in the Mishnah about Ishto doesn't mean it's the only unique case. There are other cases in which we're choshesh for getting confused. Now, let's read the Braita again. Tanya. Hanoder bat Torah. So somebody says noder. Now, obviously, you can't really make a neder by the Torah. However, as we have seen, the lashon of neder is often used in a general, inclusive way as a rubric for all things that are asur bapeh, including shvuas. So the partial way of learning the sugya is that when it says hanoder batorah, it means somebody is buying nishba by the Torah. We just use the word noder. So now the question is, does he mean the shemos of the Torah? Is that the pshat? If he means that, then it would be asur. But if he's referring to the actual book, and people do this, they put their hand on a Bible and say, I swear by the Bible. Right? But if you swear by the Bible, it's a meaningless statement. The meaning of holding on to a Bible is a separate issue of Nikitat Chefetz. You should be holding something like Avraham Avinu with Bris Mila, where we learn out for the Zanina to hold on to something holy. But that's not the thing that makes the Shvuah. It's the Shvuah that makes the Shvuah. So if you're swearing by the Bible, I mean, that's a joke. You're not supposed to stam, use a Lashon Nishba, I swear. Okay, but by the Bible, this and that is not a Shvuah. But if you meant to say, by the, this is Shvua, by the name of God written in the Bible. So, b'mashe katuv ba, yes, there's mentions of Lord. That's what I'm swearing on. Then that would be a Shvua. So in that case, this is how the Rambam learns. And neder is out of the question. What would this have to do with neder? Where is there a neder that you're talking about? What's a davar anoder? But the Bible's a davar anoder. It doesn't make any sense. So this means another one of the cases, many cases that we've already seen quite a few of, in which neder includes shvuah, and it's talking in this case specifically on shvuah. Let's talk about that first. So, b'mashe katuvba, however, if you talk about the askarot here, then dvarav kayamim. If you say, ba'u b'mashe katuvba, I swear by the Bible and what is written in the Bible. Dvarav kayamim. Now that seems to be rather obvious. If you're going to say b'mashikatuvba, mashikatuvba I could have meant what the Bible is written on. And he's just speaking loosely. Mashikatuvba. It's not very accurate in his grammar. What it's written on. And it's not being careful to say upon what it is written. Okay, so what it's written on. You're not supposed to end with a proposition. Well, all right, say that, and I talk loosely. So, b'mashikatuvba, what it's written on. People speak like that. So then again, it would be the gvilim, the actual skins. The skins. What do the skins have to do with the neder? Or with the shvua? So if you say ba'u b'mashikatuvba, there it's clear you're talking about two different things. You're talking about, at worst, you're talking about the gvilim, maybe, with the ba. Then when you say b'mashikatuvba, you're obviously repeating yourself. You mean what's written on it. So then if that's the case, I mean, I don't even have to say it, because you just got finished saying that even if you don't say ba, b'mashikatuvba is not understood as what it's written on, but rather what is written in it. So why do I need this case? That's the first thing that strikes you. So let's try to understand this now. Says the Gemara, no, wait a minute. Katani b'mashikatuvba, you said that if you just say b'mashikatuvba, which could have meant what it's written on, but you know, doesn't mean what it's written on, it means what is written in it, right? You said that's good enough. Dvarav kayamin. Do we need to say ba'u b'mashikatuvba tzarech l'meimar? I mean, obviously that case is going to be, because over there you mentioned both options. Yeah, and we understand you're not just repeating yourself in some silly way. Omer Nachman lo kasha. The two cases in the Braita refer to different cases, and therefore one of them you need to indeed say ba'u b'mashikatuvba, and the other one is you have to say b'mashikatuvba. Ha, this is the last part of the Braita is talking about a case the machta araita o'ara, where the Torah. Now, the Sefer Torah was like on a chair in front of you, but not in your hands. And ha, the other case, in other words, the middle case of the Braisa, refers to where Nakit Le B'yadeh. So now the person who's making the neder is holding the Sefer Torah in his hands. So ma'akata alara, if it's in front of you, lying on something, so then when you say the word b'mashikatuvba, it could mean b'mashikatuvba, what it is written on. As anyway, you're not being very careful. So the idea over there is daite agvila. It's same in English. People are not very careful how they end with a preposition and what it's written on, instead of on which it is written. So over here, mashikatuba is not what is written in it, but what is written on, which means that it's a reference to the gvil, to the actual skin. So then there, in that case, only if you would say ba uba mashikatuba, you're making it very clear that you're referring separately to the gvili, and separately to the shemais that are inside of this Sefer Torah, so then the Shemas could be a perfectly valid Shvua. Okay, Mashenke, in the other case, where you're holding it, then I understand that the way in which you say the Stam, that B'mashikatuvba, the meaning over there would be, if you're holding it, the meaning over there is the Daiti Alaska Rochaba. So look at Labayadi Daiti Alaska Rochaba. If you're holding, you don't have to refer to it, meaning the gvilim, because you're holding. You say, by this. You're saying, mashikatuba, you're talking about what is in it. So if it had been holding it, you don't need to say any more than that. So in other words, the steps are like this. The Braisa begins by saying ba Torah, or ba. So that's talking about, that's never any good, because that's a reference for sure to like a person swears on the Bible. The next piece of the Braisa is talking about the case where he says, "V'mashikatuvba," that is indeed good, because I understand that that's a reference to the Shemais, because you're holding it. When you're not holding it, then you need, when you say, "V'mashikatuvba," so then we understand that you're referring to Ba with the Gvilim, "V'mashikatuvba," to the Shemais, and the Shemais is indeed a valid Shvua. Or, the Ibai Tema, we could say that actually the whole Braisa is referring to the Machtal Hara, where it's in front of you. But Kamashman, the Afa gav the Machtara, would come to tell me, even though it's on the ground, it doesn't mean literally on the ground, of course, Kivan, the Amar, Mashikatuvba, Bahani, if you say what is in it, it's enough. So why does it say now the part about Ba'u, the Mashikatuvba? It's together of Zuvain Sarachlo Mazukatani. Oftentimes we say something which ain't Achinami, we don't really need the last part that says Ba'u, the Mashikatuvba. So it's not very much. Indeed, of Chiddush, but it's a derech of the Tana to say. Okay, this whole piece doesn't seem to be in the Ran about Zuvain Tzarech Lomar Zuv. So he goes on to say, V'ibay Dema, or you could say like this. And what we're saying over here is, V'mashikatuvba, Kamash Malan, the reason that we need is the Kiman and Akat Lebiyadi. Since over here, Afa Gav de Lo'amar, Ela Ba, Kamandi Omar Mashikatuvba, what it's actually saying is, that ba is as if you say ba b'mashikatuvba since you're holding it. So in other words, the last part of the braisa is not a separate case where you say ba b'mashikatuvba, which that we said is unnecessary to write. It's talking about that if, when you're holding it, you say that ba, so then that's the equivalent of saying b'mashikatuvba. And that means that it would be kosher in that state as well. Okay, so according to the Ran, we simply go to say ba yidema, the seifa, the Kiddush of the Sefer is to teach us that since he's not like the other, even though he only said ba, it's as if he said b'mashikatuvba. So you don't, in other words, ba b'mashikatuvba is the way to read it. So in other words, the Reisha is saying, but if b'mashikatuvba dvarav kayamim, that's talking about where indeed it's in front of you. So therefore, it doesn't say, if he says over there ba, it's not going to help, because you have to say b'feresh b'mashikatuvba. The Sefer, which is talking about b'malakit le'biyodeh, indeed, it says over there that even if you just say but, as if you say mashikatuvba. So obviously this makes tremendous afkaminas la'alacha from the original Dibay Seima. Okay. Alright, so it's coming out according to this that if you say ba or ba Torah, so then you're swearing by the Bible, that's nothing. If you say ba uba mashikatuvba, and then that's definitely 100% clear that you mean the Askarais. If you say b'mashikatuvba, so according to the first Ibay Seima, that's not enough, because b'mashikatuvba can mean on what it's written. According to the last Ibay Seima, it's understood as mashikatuvba. If you're holding it, if you say ba, so then according to the first Lashon, it's not kosher. According to the last Ibay Seima, it is kosher. If you say b'mashikatuvba, certainly it's the equivalent of saying ba u'b'mashikatuvba. Approach is the Ravid's approach. By the way, the Rambam characteristically understands that there's two levels of meaning. In other words, he paskins the halacha both legabe shvua and legabe neder. So the Ravid who brings a raya, as I mentioned earlier from the Yerushalmi that we're talking about a neder, says the Rambam, there are two different sugyas. The Yerushalmi is talking about a neder. But the Bavli is not talking about a neder. The Bavli is talking about askarot. The Yerushalmi understands b'mashe katuvba to be a reference to karbonot. Because the Torah mentions karbonot. So that means that he's making basically a konim. That's a neder. So depending on how he phrases it, it can be either neder or shvua. In other words, if he's referring to himself, it'll be a neder, shvua. If he's referring to an object, he's referring to a neder. But in either event, if you link it to what is written in the Bible, it would be a shvua because of the holy name, and it would be a neder because of the karbonas that are created by nedarim.
Both of them the same?
No, depending on the phraseology. In other words, we can understand. Are you referring to an item or are you referring to yourself? If you reference to yourself, we take as a shvua. Like we're taking it over here, a reference to an item, we're taking a carbon. And both of these lashanas, b'mashe katuvba, will help for either. That's how the Rambam brings it. So that's an easy way of learning the two sugyas. Okay? We don't have to say b'karbanot in our sugya. B'mashe katuvba can mean literally the names that are written in it. So again, b'kitzer. The halacha is that if you're making a shvua just to talk about something that has kedushas chefetz is not a way to make a shvua. You can't say, I shall be by my tefillin. Even though there may be Nikitas Chefetz of the tefillin, it doesn't matter. You may have to hold your tefillin when you make a shvua and say, by God, I will do this, or I didn't, or I swear I didn't do this, whatever the case is. But that has nothing to do with what creates the chalot of the shvua. It's just an additional chumra on you. If you want to make a shvua, you're going to need the askara. The askara is written in the chumash, but it's not the chumash. It's not the pages of the Chumash. So therefore, if you refer to a Bible that you're holding, and you talk about Bad, you talk about Mashe Katuvba, it's obvious that we're referring to the holy names. If it's on the ground, then it would be necessary to add, perhaps, Ba'u B'Mashe Katuvba. But the Ibai Seima says, no, that's the whole point. We're saying, by clarifying that that's the case, that you don't really need to say two things. It would be enough to say Mashe Katuvba, and it would still mean what is written in it, meaning by the Shemot. Then we have the same sugya repeated in the Yerushalmi by Nedarim, in which what is referred to by Mashe Katuvba is Karbanot and not Askarot. But Gvilim and Kedusha on a Chefetz is clearly not sufficient to go ahead and to make a Shvuah. So your question is a completely different issue. What you're asking is that when somebody says by the Bible, what he means is by the shvua that Klal Yisrael took when it was Makabel the Torah, which is, that for sure we don't say, because the pashtus of meaning is that he's referring to the actual gvilim. If he adds Mashe Katuvba, he can't be referring to the shvua that was made at the acceptance of the Chumash, right? So that's the question. But if somebody wants to speak out a hatfasa, so that may be fine. Now, I just want to mention that there's a deeper answer to your question if we're referring to Shavuos, and I think this is the place to bring this up. The whole din of Hatfasa, is there a halach of Hatfasa by Shavua, or is the din of Hatfasa limited to Neder? See, the Ran brings here that you should not confuse this sugya with a sugya of Hatfasa for Shavua. Because what we're talking about is making a shvua with the shame. We're not talking about being matfis in a shvua. In fact, the halacha is that there's no such thing as hatfasa on a shvua. How could you be matfis on a shvua? The neder is chal on a chefetz. So therefore, the chefetz can be used as the thing that you refer to. But the shvua is not chal on anything. So what are you going to say it's like? It's like what? It's like the day my father died that, yeah, that you made a shvua on. No. So you want to make a shvua, make a shvua. If there's a chefetz of Isra, you want to say, this chefetz shall be like that chefetz, fine. That makes sense. But what the day isn't Usr. What do you say? The day is Usr. The day is Usr because you fasted on that day. The day is coincidental. It's not Usr, it's you who were Usr. So what is that supposed to mean? I should be Usr like I am Usr. Either you are or you're not. What are you being matfis on? So it doesn't make any logical sense to talk about hatfasa and shvua. Because there's nothing to be hatfasa. It's all about you.
Like what so, I said?
What does that mean? What do you mean, what you said?
Today I say what...
You mean I swear?
I
Right, but those are words that need to be said. You're not saying them. You're not saying them. It's not a thing that exists that I can be matvis on. Right? So it's not a way to... That would be like trying to say a bracha. Okay, the bracha I said yesterday on the orange, that's the bracha today.
Okay.
Okay, you can't say... Hey, that would be great. Huh? That's it. Probably even faster than Menachem Tzion. Maybe. I'm not sure.
That's the main thing every day.
That's true. Okay, so therefore, Bechlal Hadfasa wouldn't make sense on that way, Rabaran. Right? So if we're looking at it as a Shvuah, the way you were talking about, Mushba Ve'emi Mar Sinai, it really wouldn't be very Nogia.
Is there an argument?
Zakar El Kabish. Kunim Shani Yoshin. Okay, the guy is answering himself to sleep. Like, whoa, Richie. This guy is desperate.
Never do a thing like
this
that.
Guy
Never.
Is desperate. Okay. The Gemara indeed asks, what do you mean? But how do you stay awake? Gemara sure is, but how do you stay awake? Wouldn't you want to know? No? You take a nice, sharp little device, and that's what you sit on. Then you put another one on your Gemara, so that as soon as your head goes down, it hits the pin.
You got your eye.
We'll see. We're gonna get to that in the Gemara. Okay, so a guy swears off sleeping, right? But he's saying it as a Lashon Karab, and he's saying konim. So again, that's going to be Baklala problem, because that's an intangible. We said that you can't make an intangible net. The whole point of a net is there's something tangible that is also sleep is not tangible, to be discussed. So konim shani yashin. Shani b'daber. Harem, my God. It's a disaster. Okay. So he's going to swear off talking. Shani mehalech. Sabah Josh isn't here.
Something for everybody.
That I will be walking. Or ha'omer li'sha kunim shani meshamshech. I'm not going to sleep with you. Again, this is a problem because it's an intangible. Ha'rei zeh v'lo yachel devaro. Nonetheless, the Gemara says that this is chal. So okay, we're going to get to this. And let's try another interesting case. Here's an interesting case. You create an iser that is only usser if something else will be done. But that something else may or may not be done in the future. What is the status of the iser now?
Does that constitute an intangible?
Well, you could do it as a shvua. Let's assume we handle the intangibility. For instance, itmar. Konim einai b'sheina. Remember that if you usser your eyes, so then you're talking about it, something that is tangible. I'm talking about the sleep per se. So konim einai b'sheina hayom. I cannot sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. So now, if he sleeps today, then tomorrow, if he sleeps, he's going to create a retroactive avera by Achel Devarim. But of course, he may say to himself, well, I already slept. I mean, I'm as an ones. I can't change the past. I never said it was awesome to sleep today. So does the Isser of the Bal Yachel, is that referring to today? Because since today is going to make it Bal Yachel, so you can't do anything today either, as if you made a Shavua today.
Tomorrow he didn't do anything wrong.
That's what he'll think to himself. So, I mean, that's the question. Do we force him and say, no, look, you can't sleep today because what if you sleep tomorrow? Okay, so here we have a Machlokas. Amar Rav Yehuda Merav, Al Yishayom. The guy cannot sleep today. Shema Yishan Lamachar. Because look, I mean, he may be currently in a matzav of being over on an Isser D'oraita for sleeping. He'll be over on Lo Yachel Devaro because little does he know, but we've peaked. Little does he know that he sleeps tomorrow. Of course, the problem is if he sleeps today, he won't need to sleep tomorrow, then maybe he won't, in which case he could. Okay. All right? So little does he know. Remember, I mean, it's all Brera-oriented. The future is still up for grabs. So Rav Yehuda Merav nonetheless says, we got to worry. He can't sleep today because he may sleep tomorrow. Now, in a sense, this is a bit of a problem. And why be more makbid? If a person knows how to keep a shvua, right? So why be more makbid today? I mean, so he'll be makbid tomorrow. I mean, what's the difference to me? You tell me, don't sleep. You know what? I'm very tired today. Tomorrow I'll be much, much better shape. I'll sleep today and I won't sleep tomorrow. What do you tell me not to sleep today? Maybe that's why I made the option. I want not to either day. So that's how I do it. So if I sleep today, I'll know not to sleep tomorrow. What are you telling me I can't sleep today? Man, maybe that was my whole intent. Exactly. What if I had left it open? I will not sleep one day. If you're going to tell me, well, today has got to be the day because maybe I'll sleep tomorrow. That's ridiculous. We'll see. Reb Nachman Amar. Reb Nachman says, no, Yishan Hayom, what's the difference? Let him sleep. Indeed, Lo Chashin and Shema Yishan Lamakar. We're not worried about his baby sleeping tomorrow. Now, Rav Yehuda is Moda. And here's the key to understanding Rav Yehuda Amarav's statement. Moda Rav Yehuda, that in a case where he said it the other way around, I swear off sleeping tomorrow if I sleep today, so then obviously he could sleep today. Why is that any different than just making a shvua not to sleep? That's for sure there's no way to distinguish. So there, if he says, Kodim and I b'sheina l'machar im yishan hayom, so then there's nothing wrong with it. So the point is, therefore, that not that we're afraid of getting closer to the yitzer if they sleep one of the days, oh, that gives you less of an option of not being over the shvua. That's not the point. The point is that ki lo mizdaher b'tna'ah, ava b'isur mizdaher. People are not careful of what? Of only a condition. But they're careful of the etzem iser. So as if they already did the iser that results if you do the condition. And now comes tomorrow. No, forget it, it's too late. He's already sleeping today. No, it's a condition. It is a condition, but because it's a condition, it now becomes usur if you already did the iser. The psychology is that the guy says to himself, okay, I mean, I already slept. Right? So, I mean, it's, what am I going to do now? Undo the past? But it's too late. I mean, I already did that. Am I going to get a town? Oh, well, exactly. Oh, well. That's the old Yetzer Hara trick. Oh, well.
Back to the drawing board.
So, therefore, we have to make sure, since we suspect people psychologically of being much less capable of caring about Tanaim that created us retroactively, we tell him better not do it today because we're going to assume that you can't be Zoyer in the Tanai. But certainly there's no nafkamina if a person has got now the possibility of one or the other. What's the nafkamina? If the Isser is either this or that, there's no reason for us to stop him from doing this or that, whichever one he doesn't want to do. Okay? So this is clear.
So if you don't
have yeah, that's for sure. It's a Rabbanim because of Chashash. But we take this psychology into consideration. Now, the question is, what is the implication of our Mishnah upon this machloket? Now, that's something perhaps we ought to wait till tomorrow to see. What do you think? Especially since Al Yishan Ayom, B'Shema Yishan L'Machar, then Shabbos, exactly. No, that would be a big problem. Tonight, not to sleep on Shabbos.